Let's bring in Mike Causey and take a look at sports this morning. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Every once in a while, you see something in baseball that is truly beautiful and spectacular. And the slide that was made into home last night by the Mets player, where in the course of milliseconds, he actually managed to avoid what looked like to be a sure tag, was just a thing of beauty to watch.
He threw the old fade at him.
Yeah, and people have to realize that you decide to do that in like a millisecond, and it doesn't work all the time, but when it works, it really is an amazing thing to see.
Yeah, he threw his left hand at him and then retracted his hand and came around with the right to touch home plate. It happens. I mean, there's a lot of things that baseball doesn't see anymore. This isn't something that he just invented. This has been around for a long, long time. It's just that baseball players are too lazy to do it.
Yeah, it was a fun thing to watch.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah. All right. Where do you want to start off in sports?
Stay with baseball. Even though the Yankees beat the AA Orioles last night, it was good to see Matt Harvey pitch last night.
Yeah.
He hasn't given up a run until last night since the All-Star break, and he doesn't have his fastball that he had anymore. He's actually learned how to pitch. I only watched it because he was pitching. He mixes up his pitches. He hits location. He makes the ball move, and he does what pitchers don't do anymore. He sets them out for his out pitch. Like, he threw an up and in fastball to Stanton, and then pitching 101, up and in, next is down and away. He went down and away with a breaking ball and made Stanton look stupid with it. He did that real good for, I think, three or four innings. And then I don't know if something happened to him or he got tired and he got hit a little bit. And then once Harvey came out, the wheels fell off the bus for the Orioles. But it was real good to see somebody pitching the way pitching is supposed to be done. And I'm glad it's Harvey because he's been through a lot.
I was watching that game, and I think, once again, they took him out too early. But then again...
I don't think he took... They were hitting him, and, you know, he could have probably pitched himself out of the jam because of the way he's pitching, but that's not the way baseball's run anymore.
Well, after they took him out, the Yankees scored, I think, another six runs. Yeah, I mean, coming against their bullpen.
They scored a bushel full of runs.
Yeah.
And he was pitching the spots, and he was pitching the contact.
Yeah.
I mean, they'd hit long, lazy fly balls. That's the way you pitch. That's the way, and you go for a strikeout when you need it. And he pitched a real good game last night. I mean, I was expecting Harvey to get scrambled around because I haven't seen him pitch in a while. And I was really surprised. He even called up my friend and said, "Hey, you got to watch Harvey pitch." And he says, "I am watching. It's really good." And not because it's Harvey, not because it's the Yankees, but it's because the way he was pitching. It's something for people to see. Maybe, hopefully, they'll get back to the way it's supposed to be.
All right. And, you know, I'm tired of this already. The Dodgers versus the Astros. And the outrage, the moral outrage about what happened with Houston being caught a couple of years ago. All these Dodger fans are still harping on it. It's 2 years later. Give it a rest.
They're idiots. People are idiots.
Give it a rest. The Yankees did it.
Now the Dodger fans are doing it. And I love the way that the Astros are reacting to it. All they're doing is beating them.
Yeah.
That's all. They just go out and beat everybody. The Astros have one of the best records, if not the best record in baseball. They're going to be in the playoffs. In all likelihood, I think they're going to be in the World Series, and I think they have a big shot of winning the World Series. What are people going to do then? Are they going to go to the nearest bridge and take a swan dive? People need to get a grip on themselves. Everybody gets offended by what everybody does. If you walk in the street the wrong way, they get offended. The Astros are, like I said, are not the only team that cheat. How come the story of Reggie Jackson saying how the Yankees cheat got buried and never said again?
Well, there's not only that, but I was listening to MLB Network, and they were describing years ago, I forget who the manager was.
I heard that too.
At the Chicago White Sox. Or no, it might have been the Chicago Cubs, had paid a guy to sit out in the outfield and watch the signs, relay that to the bullpen, and the bullpen relayed what pitch was coming and they were caught. They were actually caught about it. And while they were doing that, their record was 33-7, they came from fourth place to take over first place and win the division.
So how come people still don't boo the White Sox? I mean, they got caught cheating in the World Series 105 years ago.
Yeah,
Why don't they still boo them?
But I'm just tired of this thing. Yeah, if you wanted to go crazy against them, it would have happened. But it's 2 years later now. Give it a
rest.
And
if you watch that MLB show, they continued to say that stealing signs have been in baseball as long as signs have been in baseball,
which is what I said.
It goes in. I call pitchers in high school, they try to steal my signs. It's part of the game.
It's part
of the game. It's ridiculous that these people think that they know more than the game itself and that they think that they're entitled to show their animosity toward the Astros. Go get a job.
Go to work. And also, the Astros got punished for it. So I don't want to hear it 2 years later. I just don't want to hear it. It's ancient history. Let's move on.
Well, you know, people are dumb.
So how did you do at Saratoga yesterday?
We didn't pick yesterday.
Okay. Why not?
I didn't call in.
That's right, you didn't.
I didn't call in.
You were in dreamland.
Yes, I was.
Nothing wrong with that. So what's coming up at Saratoga for this now?
We're going to go to the seventh race today. It's a mile on the inner turf. Nothing special here. I'm going with the 7-horse Land Biscuit, trained by Billy Mott. This horse has 3 races on the turf with no wins but 2 seconds and a third. Should sit off the pace and put on a late rush to get the job done. And because he's the favorite, I'll be nice. I'll throw you a bone. We'll go with an exacta in this race, too. The 5, Mr. Kringles, hit the board 7 out of 12 times, not winning on the turf. This horse definitely will hit the board, and at 6-1 might make a $6 horse into a $40 or $50 exacta. So, in the 7th race, we're going to go with the 7-horse Land Biscuit and the 7-5 exacta with Mr. Kringle. And then yesterday, I did play Saratoga. I did have a $23 horse. I was sitting on both the early pick 5 and the late pick 4 and didn't collect the ticket on it. And I was pretty spread in the late pick 4 with 5 horses. Didn't win.
Well,
Saratoga's tough. The beginning of the card was chalky as heck, but I knew that the back end would pay prices, which they did. I beat 2 4-5 shots and still didn't hit the pick 4. That's the way Saratoga is.
All right, and of course we've got more racing to talk about tomorrow into the weekend.
Yeah, we got the Whitney on front. It's amazing. The Whitney's on Saturday. There's 5 horses in it, and they're talking about this horse, Nick's Go. I don't know. Well, I will talk more about it tomorrow, but Nick's Go is going to go away. He's not going to run first or second in that race in a 5-horse race, but we'll talk about it tomorrow.
All right. Mike, have a good day, and we'll speak to you tomorrow.
You got it, guys.
Take care. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.